Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight I want to welcome Laura Eisenhower. She is a global alchemist, researcher, medical and intuitive astrologist, and internationally acclaimed speaker. She is the great-granddaughter of President Dwight David Eisenhower, and she reveals exopolitical information about his administration that has been largely held in secrecy. She is considered by many to be one of North America's leading researchers on health, exopolitics, alchemy, metaphysics, and galactic history. She is also a presenter at the upcoming Forbidden Knowledge News Con. Laura, welcome, and how are you tonight?
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Thank you so much for coming on. There's so much we could talk about. Right now, as a planet, I personally believe that we're not only experiencing what is an attempt to steer our global society in a desired direction, but at the same time, there's a huge acceleration in our collective awakening that's going on. So many people around are experiencing changes in consciousness, self-realizations, and realizations about the world behind ours. Also, I get reports of vivid and profound dreams that people around the world are having. It's an incredible time. I think that right now more than ever, we need to come together as humans and try and change our timeline. But Laura, this is the first time I have you on. I'd love to know, tell us a little bit more about yourself and what got you started down your path.
Oh, well, it's been a lifelong thing. I was starting to tune into my mission in childhood. And I think a huge catalyzing influence was the fact that I was born into the Eisenhower family. And it started to hit me. Wow, okay, what does this mean? Why am I in this family line? And so between trying to process that and a lot of other stuff coming through connected to my own personal soul mission, I've just been, you know, working on connecting dots. And you know, then a lot of experiences unfolded that gave me a lot of information that I could just, you know, begin to articulate. And it's pretty multifaceted, but so are we. We're multidimensional beings. So these dots should connect between, you know, our galactic history, exopolitics, just what we're seeing on the world stage and what's starting to come into our awareness more and more when it comes to, you know, disclosure. And, you know, there's so many aspects to all this. It's hard to, you know, answer in a clear way, but yeah, there was a point in my path where I really needed to understand ET government treaties, what took place during the Eisenhower administration. And then, you know, processing it through something that happened to me in 2006 when I was recruited to go off planet to a Mars colony connected to a certain faction of the secret space programs. And the deeper part of it, though, on a soul level, is understanding the need for us to unify and understand our true DNA potential and to begin to return to that awareness. Not just through a scientific perspective, but through an energetic awareness of where we've been targeted and where the imbalance has, you know, gotten so almost out of control that archonic rulers and parasitic influences have basically been running the power systems. So, gosh, I work with astrology. I'm a galactic astrologer, and I use that as a tool to help answer a lot of questions. And I worked and I have worked with Tarot for the last 20 years or so. But, you know, how do these like inner processings, you know, relate to how we can influence the collective and what we're seeing in this particular window that we're in? Knowing that this is a very prophesized window period, particularly peaking in 2012, you know, where do we come in? And so empowering people, helping, you know, us to demystify and, you know, unlock the scrambled fire codes of our junk DNA, to me, has provided more answers than anything else. And so I work with clients every day and I learn so much from those readings. But, you know, the micro and macro is completely connected, and what we've been cut off from and what we're reclaiming has everything to do with being able to shift this timeline and not be subject to any further enslavement or manipulation under the guise of what we see in the news versus what the actual truth is. So there's just a lot there. Yeah. So well,
very good. No, that was a perfect intro. Now, let's try and get into what we see going on right now. I guess a good place to start is your overall view on what is being tried to be pushed on us right now, and if there is any pushback on a level as high as the powers that control are trying to implement this upon us, if you understand what I mean by that.
There's always going to be influences that are capable of controlling us if we're not fully in awareness of all that we're made of. And we always run that risk if we're not willing to do the inner work, if we're not willing to seek, you know, inner knowledge based on life experiences, and also if we're not willing to look at our ancestral patterns and the programmings that we've been fed since childhood. I mean, literally everything needs to come under a microscope. We need to ask questions. We also need to focus on integrating polarity and reach that unified field and that neutrality vibration where the positives and negatives don't, you know, continue to polarize us, but help us to gain an awareness that integrating polarity is the best approach. So where we're being played right now is that there's always going, it's like dark agendas are never going to, you know, give up. They're always going to be trying to create a food source and then feeding on that food source and encouraging people to become a host for them to feed on. So really the tipping point comes down to where are our energies going? Where is our focused intent? And in these times of mystery and confusion, what can we do to generate something on a creative level and on a awareness level that can, you know, offset these, you know, darker agendas? Because when we start to lift those layers off of ourselves and when we begin to remove those attachments, something really beautiful starts to happen. It's no different than when we are willing to accept that maybe a job that we have or a relationship that we have that feels toxic is not the end all be all. And that there's a whole other world on the other side of it. If we can just begin to remove ourselves from those, you know, agreements or those places in ourselves that allow those forces to come into us and, you know, capture our dream essence, our divine essence, our life force, and also our mental bodies. Because as we know, you know, there's definitely mind control and social engineering. You know, Project Mockingbird, for example, and what happened since Project Paperclip took place, and how these world wars have continued to traumatize us without giving us a real picture of what is the nature behind these wars, what are the reasons for them. And when a person is willing to go down those rabbit holes, it's like, wow, you know, something's actually been funding both sides. Because the ultimate goal of a dark agenda is to keep us polarized, whether it's to the light or to the dark, or, you know, something that causes us to relate to one another in a divide and conquer way, instead of taking the initiative to say, well, we actually have the power and ability to heal this and run our realities on our own terms. We might have to still answer to the system and pay bills and put a roof over our head and answer to, you know, the tax collectors and this and that. But, you know, if we're really willing to step back and look at the larger picture and play the game just enough to be able to master how we, you know, relate to it, we can begin to open up gateways and begin to insert a new approach and inspire people to have the courage to embrace perspectives and alternatives that are much more connected to cosmic and natural law, that begin to break down that matrix and begin to set us free, which means those that are a part of these dark agendas, you know, begin to be called out. And as we see, there's a lot of crimes against humanity that are, you know, being exposed, human trafficking, pedophilia, satanic ritual abuse. And, you know, it's very hard. It takes some time, but, you know, we have to be willing to not fall prey to the facades and the false flags, because for a large part of our history, most things that were being presented are not the real deal, even from the positive end, because they're afraid we're not ready for the hard truths. And then on the dark side of it, it's how can we keep manipulating in order to steer the narrative? So if we don't become sovereign and begin to do the inner work and find our internal guidance and true authenticity, it's going to be very, very difficult to navigate and know what's real and what isn't. There's a major false reality that we're crumbling, but each individual has the responsibility and purpose to begin to change that from the inside out.
I agree. Like you said, a lot of people's false reality is crumbling right now. And I think that we have certain timelines or directions that we could go in that we can control more than people realize. Now, that being said, we talk about these powerful dark forces that are trying to steer humanity. I have to have an hope in my heart that there is a lighter side that is equally trying to fight this. I mean, we hear all kinds of stories on Facebook and social media about Q and Trump and what could possibly be going on there. To me, it's all theories at this point. I look at it just as much as I look at any other theory that comes across my desk. But I have to have hope, and I do have hope. I have this gut feeling that there may be something on the positive side that is either maybe helping us, will help us in the future, or at least is looking out for our well-being. What are your thoughts on that? I think you're muted.
Yeah, absolutely, that is there, but we have to be able to step up to it. We have to have the ability to perceive it. I don't believe in giving our power away and expecting somebody to save the day, but I also don't think that we need to isolate ourselves or to take it upon ourselves to just solve it through doing the inner work. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been holding a really high vibe that are very sovereign that are still on this timeline that are witnessing this. I mean, I could say a lot of people listening and you and me, you know, have been willing to, you know, take that route. And it's not like the end-all, be-all cure, but it begins to add something to the collective consciousness. The minute we decide to not live underneath the veil that we've been under, that separates our dream realms from our physical reality and the multidimensional from this kind of matrix system and program that we've been operating under, when we can take it upon ourselves to lift those things, it adds something to the collective. The more we do that, the more we're going to notice that the outer world is reflecting back to us a lot of positive results. And that's why, you know, regardless of what people feel about Q or Trump, it doesn't really do us any good to just condemn it or judge it or assume it's a cult, or also assume that anybody that's following Q is, you know, giving their power away. There's so much trauma that we're healing from, and this is the priority right now. What are these trigger reactions where everybody is just sort of like, oh, well, you know, if you follow that, then you're, you know, missing this piece. So I'm not here to promote Trump or Q right now, but what I can say is that the wider view point that we can have, the more we can expand ourselves into the spectrum of frequency, which pretty much offers us all sorts of possibilities, and choose a frequency wave that works for us, that feels right to us in our physical body, that promotes health and well-being, that gives something huge to the world that can steer things in a good direction. And then there will be characters and movements that match that intention that we hold within. So a lot of the confusion I think people are feeling is, are we dealing with a fixed reality? Is everything we're up against something we're at the mercy of? Are we waiting for somebody else outside of ourselves to win a war? My perspective is that we all play a part in winning the war by being willing to win the war within ourselves, which is a war on consciousness. We can have a positive perspective. We can give things the benefit of the doubt. But then after a certain point, the facts start to come in. And the facts have been really quite clear. NXIVM has been held accountable for the human trafficking. Jeffrey Epstein has been held accountable, even if Epstein didn't kill himself. Weinstein, Hollywood, you know, these are things that the population, for the most part, a huge majority of the population has recognized that something is seriously wrong. And the evidence is, if you go under a Twitter thread of a celebrity or somebody that's being called out by, you know, a victim of human trafficking or pedophilia or satanic ritual abuse, you will see multiple comments where people are saying, your time is almost done, you need to be held accountable, blah, blah, blah. Now, there is also the need for us to understand the need for due process and the understanding of, you know, just because somebody says something, you can't just, you know, and also that the things that are owned, the cabal and how much it owns these power industries, are also going to do all they can to bury this or protect people and create an outer facade where there might be an agreement to say, well, just, you know, publicly say the coronavirus and maybe there's mass arrest going on behind the scenes. So the most important thing is that we're flexible. To have a fixed belief about anything right now, I think, is dangerous. But if we look at what's already taken place, I think it would be absurd to not feel some level of encouragement that we have gone real far in beginning to take down, you know, a lot of this corruption and really holding accountable the crimes against humanity. I mean, there's no denying it. And there is information put out on the web that requires discernment. But the ones that I feel are the greatest truth tellers are the ones that encourage people to do the research. You know, don't just listen to what I'm saying, question me, do the research, because that information is there. And so I think there is a positive wave that is bringing about justice on the planet. And in this time of quarantine, it's a form of protection, but it's also where, you know, the elite is trying to, or I, you know, what word is the best word? Some have their preferences.
Yeah, there's dozens of ways.
Like one thing triggers something. It's no different than a chess move. What is happening in response to that? You know, we are in a much greater place right now where the catalysts or the things that are triggering possible further enslavement of the human race is being met with an overriding energy, like a tsunami, that is not just not going to go for it. And where we are in this particular window period on an astrological level absolutely shows that we are getting closer and closer to operating in alignment with cosmic and natural laws instead of the matrix programs that we're really hoping, actually, they got their hooks on us a lot sooner, to the point where we would be in much more of a new world order than we are today. So this is a huge opportunity to go through this transformation and also understand that there's been so much called out that cannot be undone. And we just, you know, watched a latest documentary called Fall Cabal. It's in 10 parts.
I saw that.
And yeah, I mean, it's just impossible to turn a blind eye to it. Now, we don't want to give our power away, and giving our power away is either expecting a savior to fix it for us or feeling victimized by the dark side. So what is empowerment? Finding a way to work with those polarities within ourselves to just say, I'm determined to generate something good into the world based on your own personal calling and mission and your ability to be held accountable for where you might be contributing to lack of unity and division, and just take that step in your world. It's like every time we feed our immune system, we overcome a disease. But the more we feed the disease out of fear and engage in practices or habits that feed the disease, then we're not really doing anything. So we might not have all the answers right now, but the best thing that we can do is determine where our energy is going and where our intent lies. So right now, to me, it's we either choose to enhance the immune system on a micro level, which feeds the macro immune system of humanity, or we engage in those lower realms that are pushing a belief system and discounting and belittling and undermining everything else that might not agree, which keeps us in a loop. Or we begin to, I don't know, take the higher road and enhance the immune system. We can talk about taking vitamin C till we're blue in the face and all the green foods under the sun and all ways to, you know, combat a virus or 5G radiation. But what about our mental bodies? I mean, as an astrologer, Mercury rules Virgo, which is an earth sign, which connects to our physicality and actually our physiology. If we don't have a healthy mental body, our physical body suffers, it's not operating up to par. So the greatest challenge right now is not just enhancing the immune system with great things that we can feed our body, how can we raise the vibration and transcend the lower trappings of mind control and social engineering, where the light and dark are in battle, and begin to find our own light and dark integration and send good energy to the things that are definitely working on behalf of humanity, and also breaking agreements with things that are connected to the darkness we want to stop. There's a lot of people that want to stop these dark agendas, but yet they're still hooked in. You can tell they're still binded, you know, to some level of addiction, some level of duality, that no matter how much they kind of fight for whatever it is they believe in, they're actually feeding the very thing they want to stop. So there are multiple levels to us. We're multidimensional beings. We've been functioning at a very low strand DNA capacity, and the rest of it has been considered junk DNA. Well, what is the treasure there in that junk? Is our capacity to unify, integrate polarity, balance things like the masculine and feminine, embrace the electromagnetic frequency waves that are coming in even more strongly, and begin to correct the reversals of digression by, you know, trusting the Mother Earth, and also the cosmic forces. I mean, that's what we originate from. But being trapped in this matrix and trying to, you know, battle it out and choosing sides, I think, is the greatest trap. And so a lot of dialogues are very much about the confusion of where people are in all of this, but it doesn't do good to tear people down because we're all in a different stage of growth. The ultimate revelation to me, though, is supporting the light forces that are organic by being willing to go into the dark night of the soul and taking the pressure off of leaders and movements and putting more accountability on the self and what choices we're making. And there, you know, why not hold space for, you know, holding space, I mean, you know, supporting without, you know, tearing down the potential that this administration could be changing the whole nature of our reality, which is long overdue, you know? And why assume that anybody that supports it is promoting a political party? Because a lot of people that support Q or Trump are not politically minded. They see more happening in this administration than any other when it comes to exposing the crimes against humanity and some of the darkest and sickest things that we can imagine that have been going on for thousands and thousands of years. So I think people need to just sort of step back and get a wider viewpoint and commit to doing the inner work and claiming sovereignty. But differences of opinions doesn't deserve battle and war, because diversity and harmony is true oneness. To come together in unity, we have to accept our differences. Unless, you know, something is truly dangerous, like putting out a fire, if somebody's, you know, my house is on fire, okay, that's different. You're acting upon something because there's a real danger and threat. But, you know, if we can all love each other more, I think we can accelerate our growth periods and all connect the dots of different aspects of self that we hold gifts and abilities in. To assume that we have all the answers is, I think, naive and also arrogant. You know, when we look at the whole zodiac, we all have different recipes of energies that we've come in with. You know, they're not meant to be at war with each other. We're meant to share these different frequencies and codes so that we can rebuild our DNA architecture and begin to activate our galactic chakras and start to realize that we can manifest things through a higher way of being and shift this whole paradigm based on, you know, higher principles of things like integrity and compassion.
Very well said. In our emails earlier, you had mentioned when we're talking about topics for tonight, timelines, both artificial and organic. I was hoping you could talk a little bit more about that, help us understand the difference between an artificial and organic timeline.
Well, our artificial timelines are basically generated from our life force. There's technologies, dark technologies that have been harvesting our energies. And belief systems are the greatest way to succeed in that. And what's most important is that we understand if there's a huge part of us that's called junk DNA, where is that junk? Is it sitting in a landmine? No. Maybe we need to like begin to understand that it's being used to generate timelines that are not in alignment with our true authentic self and our birthright and our greater human potential. And so the more we negate this inner discovery and our ability to learn from one another, whether we agree or not agree, we can learn to create boundaries if we don't agree. Do we have to throw people under the bus? No. So the junk DNA part is a part of generating artificial timelines. And dead sciences and school systems and history books have given us an education that has not given us the full picture. Is there really a class in high school or college that talks about galactic histories, the Lyran Wars, the Orion Wars, or, you know, the Sumerian Egyptian invasion when we unplugged from our galactic memories? You know, none of that is in our history books. And a lot of history is rewritten. So, you know, that alone is indoctrination. Starting from childhood, this begins to happen. People are put in front of the television, they're put in school systems, you know, and then we have the weaponized version of vaccinations, and I know that's a controversial issue, but, you know, all these different things are keeping alive something that produces an artificial result. And then we've got, you know, fake news. There's a lot of crisis actors, there's a lot of false flags. There's also a lot of real victims that have lost their lives. So if we're going to, like, need to sort out information, if we are in an entanglement of disinfo and truth and everything in between, we need to come together humble and willing to have these conversations so that we can begin to, you know, rise above. So programmings have targeted unity. World wars have created the end result of historical resentments and patriarchal agendas that have targeted both masculine and feminine have made it very difficult for us to believe that we can alchemize and transform things. So when we look at like secret space programs and the multi levels of secret space programs and some of these, you know, darker agendas, very often there is a targeting to, you know, these basic organic things. The ley lines of the earth, the stargates on the earth have been under control for the last 26,000 years, which corresponds to, you know, our own DNA as well. And basically what it produces is an authority system that leads people to believe that, oh, it knows what's best for us. And just like 9/11, let's fight the war on terror. The leaders of our country are helping us to fight the war on terror, and they're on our side. The worst revelation that a lot of people are adjusting to is, wow, you know, the very people that are saying that are actually behind it. But then there's an extraterrestrial component to it, you know, and as multidimensional beings, all these different harmonic universes that we hold in our DNA full strand DNA, 12 strand and beyond, hold these dimensional bands of energy that actually hold our galactic history of exploded planets, and also, you know, galactic wars that have, you know, brought in AI. So when we look at exploded planets, that is where the initial imbalance took place. And the reason why it's been so hard to regain that balance is because it fragmented our consciousness, and the wounds and trauma that it caused allowed this sort of AI to come in, this archonic parasitic force to come in and mimic something to present to us false solutions. Instead of us realizing, okay, we need to integrate polarity, we need to reclaim these lost aspects. And when it comes down to it, when we're rebuilding this architecture, we're reconnecting with the so-called Trinity. The religious virgin is not going to give us the full picture. But if one doesn't represent a spiritual concept in a religious way, it can be judged and projected upon. But, you know, a lot of the ancient teachings that help us to understand, like, soul alchemy were wiped out. The massacre of the Essenes, the loss of, you know, the Law of One, and also ancient texts that got altered that did not teach humans how to create the soul alchemy to become a Christed being and to illuminate the Christophia template. And so that loss has caused us to rely on educational systems, political systems, and also, you know, the traditions of family lines connected to religion, and at the darkest and deepest of levels, you know, the 13 families. So we're in an amazing time where the ether energy is available. That was kind of in lockdown due to, I mean, I'll wait till you ask me the question, because I'm already probably going too far with the answer to this one.
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah, artificial timelines are basically when we attach to things that aren't coming from our true authenticity. When we are so lost from ourselves that we adopt a belief system or follow a narrative that might not exactly be what's true to cosmic and natural law. And this is why there's been so much illness in the world and disease and cancer, because mostly the systems we're operating under are not compatible with our biological vessel that is encoded on a DNA level with a capacity to shift eventually from carbon-based to crystalline and be able to be the override frequency that can transmute and alchemize all these assaults. The problem with these assaults is it's not that we can't handle them, it's the mind control that's attached to them. So assaults on a nutritional level, on a global scale, as far as like chemtrails or geoengineering, you know, those things we could look at and say, okay, something's wrong with that. But what else is attached to it to create a relationship with it? And what's up with implants? What's up with alien abduction? You know, so we're multidimensional. Eventually, the dimensional levels move out of duality, and where we feel, you know, species are in battle with each other and we're in battle with each other, there's levels that we can reach where those wars don't exist anymore. It just really depends on what we choose to align with. And that's the most important thing right now, is to win the wars within, to create archetypal harmony within, and to not overly externalize things, because that is what we've been taught to do. And so it's great to be in quarantine, because now it's really up to us to educate our children more easily. There might be a financial crisis for people, but the money system is just as much of a false implant as something that is inserted in our body that connects to AI. We don't need these things. So the growth period we're in right now is detoxing and withdrawal symptoms. And so because we're in this huge paradigm shift, and Saturn conjunct Pluto is representing that paradigm shift, I think we're not just dealing with 5G or a virus, we're dealing with detox symptoms and withdrawal symptoms of a paradigm that's collapsing that so many people invested in, because it's passed down generation to generation. And then the other side of it too is, if you don't resonate with your family, sometimes you rebel, and the energy of rebellion gets exhausting. So why do we have to choose an outer belief system to feel a sense of identity? Can we go within and just begin to generate our creative gifts and our passions and inspirations, and also be willing to be transparent and say, hey, you know, every single one of us is wounded. We were born into a gaping wound. We each carry a piece of a much greater wound and assault, but we can't, you know, stay victims. So Where is our part in this transformation process? And can we illuminate it and override these things that want to continue to feed on us and hook into us and create, constant facades with fake solutions? And yes, I do feel good about the Trump administration. And it's not about Trump the man so much. It's just, but doesn't mean that like I'm giving my power away to it. I mean, Trump wasn't around when I started my mission when I was a child, but I feel it's compatible with the quest that many have to be liberated beings and to call out criminals and to hold them accountable. If you look at the amount of people that are imprisoned for life or on death row, most of those crimes are nothing compared to the crimes of these people that have been running the show for too long. And there are a lot of indications that these things are being taken down. So how can we doubt something that is showing results? If people are in denial of those results, believe me, just watch a few documentaries and talk to a few victims, you'll see a different thing. And the government structure is changing too, in this alchemical process. And so, the amazing part is that we're multidimensional and there's aspects of ourselves that are already holding the antidote. The question is, are we willing to access that part of ourselves, bring it into the collective field, and open up the gateways? Because the gateways are already wanting to open. The artificial overlay is very connected to our negative ego and the imbalance of that, where we have not learned the right use of power. We're either signing up for something that is okay exploiting people for the sake of a big paycheck, or people that are being very victimized and their needs aren't being met and they're being unfairly treated or silenced or used to create fake news. So all this is coming out, and each one of us, has the sovereign right and the free will to decide what you're going to do with it. But I think the greatest trap is when we turn on each other. This is where we at least have some control. Let's work together. Let's allow our differences to inspire a greater and more open mind and more flexible mind, instead of creating inner wars when we got a lot bigger fish to fry. I don't know why I'm using a cliche term, but fish to fry.
Right. And when we go back to the overall aspect of people's health and things that they can do for themselves to make their overall health, mental health, physical, better during these times, you also mentioned in our emails medical astrology. I find astrology fascinating. I haven't done that much research into it, but I find it very accurate in many ways and very insightful, especially when you're looking for insights into your own life and using astrology. You can get some very profound results. But tell us a little bit more about medical astrology and how people can use that.
I mean, we're all unique, right? So certain medicines are going to resonate with some more than others. And I'm not talking pharmaceuticals. I'm talking, herbs or supplements. Ancestral patterns that have been passed down to us can show up as genetic damage. It's very hard to trace the roots of it unless we are able to talk to family members and really trace the history, what wars or Holocaust they might have survived, where they might have been on a galactic level. But then we're not totally defined by our bloodlines either. There are a lot of walk-ins. There are a lot of people that just came into the family lines as, the black sheep or the person that's here to clear the ancestral lines. So it's ridiculous to hold people accountable for their ancestors or their race. I mean, that's another form of racism. There's seven root races, five cloister races connected to the star seeds, and 7 + 5 = 12, 12 strands of DNA and beyond, and then 12 stargates. There's more, than that. I mean, smaller ones, but, the main ones have to do with these energy centers that have been, basically blocked. So the stargates and ley lines and earth grids, which are ley lines, correspond to our DNA and our chakra system. We've been looping in a seven chakra system for a really long time. And there's chakras beyond our seven chakra system. Many have talked about the 15-dimensional time matrix, Kielantic science, energetic synthesis with Lisa Renee, Dr. Jerry, and other, people that are merging the spiritual realms with the scientific realms that have seen a much larger picture. And there are legitimate things to back this up. So some people might blow it off. And blowing off our highest potential is a really ridiculous thing to turn a blind eye to. So, you know, the problem with humanity is they're either turning a blind eye to their greater potential or they're turning a blind eye to what's going on that's criminal and corrupt and absolutely destroying everything. So we need to clear these places because our chakra systems can be tampered with. And when we start to reach into our galactic chakras, a lot of psychic attack can occur. And there's a lot of targeting of, you know, light warriors or advanced souls. And there's also a lot of recruiting, you know, those individuals into, you know, projects and programs, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's a whole nother thing. And it's not blah, blah, blah to undermine it. It's blah, 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 because I could say so much more. So the energy grids, which are magnetic and electric, correspond to our DNA, which is the same, have been tampered with different dark technologies that were put in place to harvest our energies. And so control mechanisms put in place that come through the media, Hollywood, and all these power systems that have relied on people, you know, kind of like becoming dependent or having a worship mentality or living their life through these greater power structures have been huge food sources. So forgive yourself, let it go. We can cut those agreements. It's just like divorce it, you know, no different than a relationship. I mean, we're in a relationship with everything. So between the stargates and the earth grids and the magnetic and electric and the masculine and feminine needing to come into balance, you know, and we look at all that, it corresponds with our astrology. So, you know, when you look at a chart, some people might limit themselves to, oh, okay, you know, this more than likely is going to happen in your career or relationship world. And here's some health things. But like, there are ways to really connect it into our organs and the things that are stressing our organs, right? Nutrition is absolutely and totally important. But what about a squared aspect between two planets that actually over the course of time, if you buy into that belief system, actually causes like a thyroid imbalance or like weight gain without being able to help it, no matter what your diet is. Or, you know, constant digestive issues, no matter how many probiotics you take. So if we don't match our nutritional awareness with an understanding of the roots of it, it's going to be really difficult. Now, something like the 12th house is going to open us up to the unconscious. And this is what needs to come online a lot more for people, is shining light on the unconscious energies to begin to bring it life, understanding that what's unconscious is actually a part of our multidimensional energies. And the polarity between the Pisces Neptune house and the Virgo Mercury house, when we integrate those polarities, you know, which a lot of people have in their charts, and even if you don't, we can still do it, we just have to remind each other, is that on the physical level, Neptune, which is connected to the multidimensional and the unseen realms and things that we might experience, you know, in the afterlife or our communication with things that aren't in the physical plane, when we can see the two merged and not divide them or compartmentalize them, we can actually really heal. That's what shamans understand. So walking a physical path, living our physical lifestyle, we have to ask ourselves, what do we keep engaging in? You know, what is the quality of our lifestyle? Are we living a life of our dreams? Well, that might take a little bit with, you know, the intrusion of, you know, the cabal, but how devoted are we? Devotion is everything. That's why relationships that are devoted can overcome any obstacle, because you're willing to work it out. You're willing to have a greater communication. Can we do that with our physical bodies? Can we understand the root of it? Can we understand the unconscious energy behind it? Whether that's ancestral patterns, a programming, abduction scenario, or being recruited into something as a child or something in a past life, we need to unlock those mysteries. Doesn't mean we have to get lost in them, but the goal is that the physical realm and the spiritual realms are one with each other. So every sign in the zodiac has an opposite. So what I encourage people to do is just look at the wheel, look at one sign and look at the opposite and put them together and allow them to come together and form a relationship. Because as long as we're bouncing back and forth between, you know, this way or that way, we're cutting ourselves off from the capacity to be whole. And so when we look at 12 zodiac signs, and there's 12 strand capacity and beyond. And as of 2010, the sun started to move through the 13th sign of Phaeacus. That is the element ether. So we've been dealing with earth, air, fire, water. The 12 zodiac signs have been earth, air, fire, water. Now we have the 13th sign of Phaeacus and this recognition of the 13th gate and the mother arc energy returning to the planet. Why has it not been in the planet? Because not only these galactic wars and exploded planets, well, that's actually the reason the mother energy created this planet, but why, like, where did that go? So there's a deep theft that people hold within themselves that they're trying to cope with. They're dealing with it with their own biological families very often, but it's this theft from really being able to fully understand nature and connect with it. And so we're inviting that mother energy to return because we're willing to wake it up. So if we're willing to see the solution behind coronavirus or 5G or all these dark things breathing down our neck, if we're willing to perceive the solution and the antidote because we are not limited to what we've been given, we actually awaken those energies. And so the ether purifies. It purifies the nucleic acids in our DNA, which are actually connected to the elements. Every single nucleic acid of our DNA is connected to either earth, fire, air, water, or, you know, the four platonic solids, with the dodecahedron being connected to the ether. That is the platonic solid that was targeted in reversal codes very much for the satanic ritual abuse energies, the worship of the Baphomet, and the harnessing of the mother womb to continue to produce archonic parasites against her will. So now, as of 2010, the timeline shifted. And those that were meant to host the timeline previous are in a healing process because they got infiltrated. Secret space programs got infiltrated. The Templars, everything, I mean, it's like, what hasn't been infiltrated, right? So we can look at it like our organ system and our chakras. They've been infiltrated, right? So some might not have allowed that infiltration to overcome them, and some might really be, you know, struggling big time or relying on false light to sustain themselves and maybe going off into the timeline of, oh, transhumanism and AI is the solution. You know, eventually that's going to break down and it forms its own life cycle. But when we've, you know, chosen to not allow that infiltration to overcome, we are a part of the antidote, because this level of infiltration is actually being resolved on a global level because of the cosmic and natural forces. And basically the ether, which is able to purify the nucleic acids of our DNA, which is earth, air, fire, water, means that if we allow that to take place, which we can do any moment by just holding space for ourselves, the earth has no choice but to respond to us. We begin to upgrade dormant strands of DNA. We begin to open up the gateways to higher harmonic universes. And we begin to see a world very different than the one we're in. So if we're waiting for a savior or somebody else to do it for us, and we refuse the initiations, then we're in trouble here. Not in trouble, you know, indefinitely, but there are planetary forces that have been forming alignments that are wanting to initiate us into this level of awareness. The problem with the matrix programs is they want to capture us in those moments of vulnerability. We might be going through the dark night of the soul, losing our mind, feeling suicidal, you know, not wanting to be here anymore. So I was like, oh, well, geez, you're a perfect candidate for this drug or pharmaceutical. So, you know, when Uranus is ready to give us a huge download and awaken us and connect us with our authenticity and divine truth, and we're feeling like we're having a nervous breakdown, you know, a person might be diagnosed with bipolarism and put on a pharmaceutical. So we have a connection with everything that's going to help us to transform. Question is, who are you relying on for support? Something that's going to drug you, something that's going to diagnose you with something that was actually going to only last a couple months, and then you would have gotten through it. You know, it's like initiations are bumpy, you know, just like, you know, going through, you know, a journey in the wilderness. You're going to hit storms and bad weather. You're going to run into poisonous creatures. Because you're freaking out in that moment, does your whole life need to be defined by your reaction to it? Or are you going to learn ways to become more in touch with it? And understand that you're made of it too. And the more that you can find a way to harmonize with it and work with it and see it as medicine and grow, you know, the better. Those teachings aren't out there. There's a lot of healers now that understand that, and Chinese medicine certainly does, you know, but the problem with the matrix energies and the educational system and the medical industry and the political realms and the religious realms is they're only giving us the smallest piece of the picture, and then drugging people for questioning it, ostracizing them or making them the wackos or smearing them, right? So, you know, people that buy into that need to stop doing that if they want to see the world change. Open up your freaking mind. You know, it doesn't mean you have to see it exactly the same way as somebody else, but begin to understand there's a lot more to this picture. And a lot of the seventh chakra stuff too gets plugged into gurus, gets plugged into a priest, gets plugged into something else. And that's why we keep hitting a wall and we don't seem to transcend and lift the veil. And so a lot of people go through crises on a health level, they face death. And now on a collective level, we're facing the death of the old paradigm, but it's a death crisis, because that has formed so many identities. And it's no different than what a person goes through personally when they have to let go of that husband that they believed in and then found out he was cheating, right? So we have to be willing to face this darkness right now. But if we don't see the larger picture, it's going to be a lot more uncomfortable. So how can we best show up for each other, forgive each other, hold space for each other? You know, those are the things that we can focus on. And that's going to help to open up these dormant and locked up spaces. They don't function very well if we're self-absorbed or closed off, you know, and we have the answers. But yes, we have to be careful of disinfo. We have to be careful of charlatans. We have to be careful of people that will exploit others for money. So in these dark moments, well, the reason I gravitated towards astrology is because it's not about me. It's not about my advice. I'm interpreting something that I can give back to you. Do I interpret it perfectly? There's no such thing as perfection, but I do my best. And I know there's a lot of other astrologers. And the beauty of it is you can understand what's going on with your organ system. You can also see if, you know, you're polluting your body and not putting the right things in your body. You can see what is like hidden in your unconscious. You can see the greater mission. You can see the greater purpose. And so to be able to see a roadmap is a lot better than sitting on the side of the road in tears. You mean, being a kid of, you know, being born in the 70s, we didn't have GPS, right? We didn't have a map. I don't even know my birth time, so I can't even properly use my chart. But when we didn't know how to find our way to a certain location before there was like greater ability to, you know, access it, it's frightening. You feel lost. But, you know, the more we can open our eyes and like shine the light on the unseen world, realizing that we don't have to visually see it in writing, we can access it within our own consciousness, we can begin to navigate. So we have to set the intention though, like an internal GPS. Where do we want to go? Let's tell ourselves that and have our creative channels serve that vision. So our inner voice tells us when to turn right or left, just like we would put into a GPS. Which brings me into the fact that technology isn't the enemy. It's only when it loses its spiritual connection and it begins to continue in supplementing humanity from being able to grow and access their greater abilities and replace that, because that's the archonic AI, versus technologies that help us to awaken our dormant DNA and allow us the remembrance of how to create these advanced civilizations. If we don't learn the lessons of the past, I mean, we're just going to keep looping. But we can break through this right now, right here, and open up these gateways by realizing that the greatest lesson of all is to not, you know, lose the balance, not lose integrity, and not be swayed into false promises or temporary gratification with things like money, which expire and really, in the larger scheme of things, take us nowhere. So self-esteem has been targeted since childhood. What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to have any self-worth, right? They start at the youth. You know, you're nothing if you don't get an A on this test, or, you know, if you question that, then you probably have ADD, you know? So this grooming is a societal epidemic, and that we need to unwind from. And so I feel nothing but goodness about what's in front of us, but these are some of the things that I have noticed we need to pay attention to.
Definitely. I agree 100%. We have a few minutes left, Laura. I'd like to get, for the last few minutes that we have, your insights on the Secret Space program. You mentioned that it had been infiltrated. We know Trump had announced a space force. I'd like to get your thoughts on how the future of our secret space program could possibly be going.
Well, to me, you know, we're not disconnected from anything. there's no alien that's really alien. It's only alien because we're not used to it. So even what might be considered malevolent is not really foreign to us. These kind of beings have been around for a long time. And there's also the potential that humans will make choices that could digress them to becoming just like, you know, the beings that need to abduct. It's all about choice. It's all about, you know, really being able to, you know, see a larger picture. So can you just give me that question one more time?
I was asking you about what's your thoughts on where the secret space program may be going.
Well, with so many different levels to it, I mean, it's just like the paradigm, the pyramid model. You know, there's the levels of secret space program that have a lot still to do with the money system and what's happening here on the world stage. There's levels beyond that that don't even rely on that level of currency. It's more about bartering and exchanging, you know, humans and, you know, slavery systems, all in exchange for, like, you know, technology. So a lot of interesting interviews I've done lately, you know, have really reinforced the whole idea that we were given these advanced technologies, but we've been able to use those advanced technologies to actually outsmart the very things that made those deals. I mean, the thing is, like, if we look at oneness, oneness is not about a new world order. It's not about all believing the same thing, but all of these different ET races connect to different aspects of our genetics and also different things that we've lived out and different affinities we have, you know, based on our past experience or missions or, you know, our future selves that are coming back. That doesn't have to be connected to a linear timeline, but a part of ourselves that's willing to come in and say, hey, this was resolved 1,000 years into the future and it's coming in now as a download. So the secret space programs, I mean, obviously there's something not quite right, at least in my eyes, with the, you know, Nazi agenda or eugenics or superior race or, you know, this or that. But there's also something not right to me with, like, creating a fake alien invasion to create a cover, to be able to sort this out on the planet, this or that. There's always something trying to steer the narrative. So we're not at the mercy of all these different levels of secret space program. What we really need to do is expand ourselves so much so that we can connect these dots and remove these barriers of compartmentalism. Same way that we need to remove the gatekeepers and barriers between other dimensions and take our power back. Because, you know, the secret space programs are going to change if we're not easily controlled. The only reason these control agendas exist is because we're so easy to control. So what about taking our sovereignty back? You know, I feel like there's going to be a direct reflection of how that operates and plays out in the government structures and secret space programs. So Solar Warden is supposed to be the most benevolent. You know, then there's another faction supposedly connected to what Eisenhower set up with the USMC special section. And then there's, you know, these darker ones that are, you know, much more connected to AI and, you know, holding all that. But, you know, we got to look at it like levels of ourselves that have these systems in place, like a government, that are trying to, you know, make something happen that will not succeed in happening if we remove the seals or fences that separate us from our ability to stand in wholeness. We're going from tree of knowledge to tree of life. Tree of life is the full capacity of the 15-dimensional time matrix. There are many space programs, many galactic wars that exist in these dimensional bands. So as far as they're concerned, yeah, they have their agendas. And, you know, just like a person going into a relationship might have an agenda, but it's only going to work if the person is saying, okay, plug into me and make it happen. The worst thing is being deceived, though, in the facades that are being shown in the cover-ups. And so the best thing that we can do as a community is to come together, share our stories, connect dots, put as much information as we can out there, not assume we have all the answers, and be humble enough to break those barriers and begin to get our power back. Because as long as humanity doesn't have power and is disempowered and is accepting whatever narrative or buying into whatever they see in the news, we will be susceptible to certain factions of these secret space programs and what they're attempting to do. Now, it's very dicey because Second World War, Project Paperclip, you know, the amount of contact that Eisenhower administration had, you know, ET government treaties started to take place in 1926, let alone, you know, what was taking place with the Anunnaki thousands of years previous and the, you know, covert Illuminati hybrids connecting to these ET races that were creating wars and funding both sides of war. So there's a lot upon us that we have to sort out, but we don't have to like overwhelm ourselves with all the rabbit holes. The best thing we can do is look at like the importance of having the right virtues in place, integrity, compassion, and open mind, but like take it slow and be gentle with it. We are impacting the outer world way more than we realize. If we create from the inside out rather than the outside in, we are less at the mercy of whatever chooses to show up. We are more co-creative and more a positive force for change and transformation. You know, and the positive doesn't need to negate the dark, because the dark's not negative. It's about the electromagnetic, the masculine and feminine, which is the higher seeds of consciousness with the womb energy of the mother planting seeds to create new realities. And all these different control systems put in place really only function as long as we're fragmented, divided and conquered, and unwilling to, you know, look at the larger picture. But it's not for everybody. So everybody else just have an open mind and, you know, support those that are willing to do it. And those that feel like everybody should be red-pilled, hold love and space for the people not ready for it. And don't go into battle with them because they're not willing, you know, to understand. Hold the love vibe. Hold the unity vibe. Because there's so much compartmentalization. Those that were trying to recruit me to go off planet, I mean, the diversity in the groups of people that were involved, most of them were not even on the same page. So there's a lot of puppeteers, right, trying to pull the strings. And the end result is that we're like on a simulated life support system that's worse than we've already been in. And we get further enslaved. And simply say no and, you know, accept this path of discovery and allow it to be like an adventure instead of, you know, something that's going to, you know, kick your ass. Because the end result is you're going to be sovereign and you're going to be liberated and you're going to be sharing something, you know, profound and important. But don't take on more than you can handle. Have boundaries when you need it. I mean, what is authenticity? It's being true to yourself. But make sure you're operating, you know, from your own divine connection and able to hear your own inner guidance. And that alone is going to not only heal your ancestral patterns, it's going to help to clear the contamination in the chakra systems and stargates. And, you know, but there has to be patience. You know, it's not about ego gratification of, oh, now everybody's following me because I have all the answers. No, you know, it's like we all hold different parts, like the organ system of the body. The lungs aren't going to try and conquer the liver, right? And the energy meridians are all trying to flow and open up the energy centers, you know, for the ultimate circulation of, you know, the right and left brain and this and that. So let's just do the best we can. And, you know, and just know that there's goodness on the other side of it. The hardest and most darkest things are just a part of the transformational journey. You know, when a caterpillar is in a cocoon, it would be hell on earth to that caterpillar if it had no perception of what it's seated with and what it's made of. It would feel confined and enslaved and entrapped. So being held in this position that we're in is something that we can leverage to our favor if we can accept a much larger picture and break the chains and begin to bring that energy in, because it's all about circulation. Reason people get sick is because of energy blocks in their energy body. So when we can let that greater circulation in, what's organic and what's true is alchemy. Death, rebirth, alchemy, transformation, from caterpillar to butterfly, phoenix rising. That is all organic type of archetypal stuff. The more we allow ourselves to not believe that we're capable of it, the more we will be bound and like harnessed and used by these things that are relying on our belief systems to look outside of ourselves and then respond through the survival chakra or a form of panic or even choosing sides. And I'm not talking about choosing sides. Like the cabal is definitely, that's a whole different territory. But getting out of like the conquer and divide that they've promoted through funding both sides of war, funding both sides of parties, you know, I think this is a different administration. Take it or leave it. It doesn't mean I'm giving my power away to it, but I feel a lot more hope about this particular party. I mean, even the Eisenhower family, who I grew up with, none of them are Republican or Democrat. They're all independent. They've been able to see through a lot, and they actually accept me. People assume I must be ostracized or banished from my family, you know, for speaking out about certain stuff. So, you know, let's open the box for people and not hold them to what they might have been in the past, because this is an alchemical process, and it's a mixed bag of positive and negative and dark and light. But in the end, when we integrate that polarity, that is when we gain our wings. And have faith in that, folks, because that's where it's going. Yes, there's going to be casualties, but we're also lifting the veil. And, you know, claim your sovereignty, no matter what you're going through. And that's the greatest protection.
That was very well said. Laura, thank you so much. That was wonderful insights you gave everyone tonight. If people are looking to find out more about you, more about your work, more about your astrology, give any websites or social media, anything people can find you.
Yes, and we're doing a conference online together.
We will be doing a conference May 28th through 31st as well. You will be giving, I believe, an hour and a half, 2-hour presentation with 13 other wonderful speakers that we'll be having as well.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, I'll put that on my website. My website's cosmicgaia.org. You can subscribe. And it's $15 a month to get some, you know, astrological guidance, to have check-ins, get newsletters about what's kind of going on in the astrological climate. And also podcasts that I don't put out on YouTube. I did a whole bunch of recent YouTubes just because of the coronavirus. But, you know, it's just a chance to interact, you know, more closely and to, you know, assist in whatever way I can through the tool of astrology. Because, yeah, I mean, talk about putting a microscope on things on a multidimensional level. It's I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for some of these tools. But again, the reason, I mean, I don't give power to them, but the reason that I give them credit is because they reflect back what we're carrying. It's not about how good are we doing with trusting an outside leader. It helps us to get to know ourselves. And if anything, I feel we need to gain our self-knowledge and remember who we are and what we're made of and what challenges we've been given, but also what opportunities we've been given to step into the best of ourselves.
Good. Thank you so much. And between now and the conference, we'll get together and we'll do some roundtables with a couple of the other speakers, some fun promotional stuff. And Laura, thank you so much again. And you have an excellent night.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good night too. Thanks, everybody. Bye.